Celeste, you and I have known each other for a while, and during that period of time, I've come to know you as this astonishing leader and ferocious advocate, and I think that's the right word, for the process that is known as patient engagement. So what does that word actually mean to you? What does patient engagement mean?
Yeah, thank you so much, because that is, you know, nowadays people are throwing around the word patient engagement, patient activation, patient-centered care, right? There's a lot of funding that's available for these types of efforts, but they get interchanged in a lot of different ways. So the way that I like to really acknowledge or to set the stage for the true definition for patient engagement is two ways. There's two parts. One is that there's a way that patients can be personally engaged. And that means, what does it mean for me as Celeste, a patient with vasculitis, and I'm also on dialysis, right? What does it mean to me to be actually be engaged in my healthcare, right? To understand what is my illness and then how to care for myself, to be engaged and to partner with my doctors, with care providers, with nurses, with patient care techs. How do I do that, right? So that's a level of personal engagement and patient engagement. The next level is what I would call public form of patient engagement. So that means someone like me who's worked really hard to be as engaged and activated in my care as I could be to make sure that I truly understand and are the expert of my own health. And then how do I take those skills that I've learned, those self-management, those self-efficacy skills, and how do I help others and other patients learn how to adopt them themselves? And so that's my public advocacy or public patient engagement arm, or how do we get other patients to be engaged in helping physicians, researchers, and everyone learn how to develop design questions and ask the right questions that are really meaningful to patients. So it's almost like advocacy, if you will, but teaching people how to become better advocates for other patients like themselves.